putting the X back into the FRHR and development discourse. The language of rights has been useful in mobilizing the disenfranchised to claim their entitlements and justice. The rights framework itself is the foundation for all legal systems, which allows for some level of check in violations for human rights. It has also allowed spaces for raising issues of gender, sexual and reproductive health and rights of minorities, and right to food among others. While sexuality and sexual rights remains to be contested issues, governments across the world have agreed to uphold this right by being signatories to international agreements such as the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights 1966, International Covenant on Economic, Social and Cultural Rights 1966, Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women CEDAW 1979 and Convention on the Rights of the Child 1989. In addition, governments are also signatories to the Program of Action of International Conference on Population and Development ICPDPOA 1994 and Beijing Platform for Action DPFA 1995. The concept of sexual rights is relatively the new kid on the block in raising it as an entitlement within the human rights principles Pachevsky 2000 in Korea, Pachevsky, and Parker 2008, p.4. Embedding it in the principles of human rights of universality, indivisibility, interdependency, and interrelatedness, has enabled arguments for sexual rights for all. In 2006, a group of human rights experts, sexual minorities activists gathered in an experts meeting held at Gajah Mada University, Yogyakarta, Indonesia. The Yogyakarta principles, the outcome of the meeting, details 29 principles on the application of international human rights law in relation to sexual orientation and gender identity. These principles were adopted and signed by representatives from 25 countries at the meeting. Sexual rights embrace human rights that are already recognized in national laws, international human rights documents, and other consensus documents. These include the right of all persons, free of coercion, discrimination, and violence, to the highest attainable standard of health in relation to sexuality, including access to sexual and reproductive health care services, seek, receive, and impart information in relation to sexuality, sexuality education, respect for bodily integrity, choice of partner, decision to be sexually active or not, consensual sexual relations, consensual marriage, decide whether or not, and when to have children, and pursue a satisfying, safe and pleasurable sexual life. A working definition 2006. Page 19.